Now, most radio shows, they bring on their film critic. We talk about something the film critic likes, and then maybe people go see it. Maybe they don't. It's no big deal. But on the Bryant Park Project, if you tell us to see a movie and it ends up stinking out loud, you're going to pay. Or at least face down the good lady from Idaho. Metro film
Oy.
critic Daniel Holloway joins us every Friday to talk about new movies. And Dan, we're going to talk about new movies today, but I'm going to turn things over to Rachel because
Cede your
she's got a
time to the lady
beef.
from Idaho.
I will. Thank you.
Most radio shows are nice to their film critic.
We're nice to you every week. We are the nicest radio hosts in the business, I would argue, seriously. But just for one moment, I am going to take issue with you, Daniel Holloway. I'd like to cite Exhibit A from our conversation last week, pulled slightly out of context, mind you, but here is what you said about My Blueberry Nights.
Really pretty incredible.
Okay, did you hear that? Let's play it again, please. Can we do that? No, we can't. I'll just quote it. Really pretty incredible. That's what you said about this movie starring Norah Jones as a heartbroken, lame girl in New York who goes on a road trip and she's in a bar and other people have bad things that happen to them. Then she goes back to New York and she hooks up with Jude Law. Okay, let me just say up front that you put out there that Norah Jones was her acting was very good.
I gushed a little,
You gushed a little. I would say that her acting sucked. I think if you consider that she's a music star and you think, okay, she doesn't know how to do this. You said she never had acting lessons. I mean, she's a benign force. She's not
okay, Rich, you've been
negative.
going on for a
Oh,
minute
have
now.
I? Oh, did
We
I
need to let
use up all my
Daniel
time? Okay,
talk.
sorry.
It's like I'm on crossfire. Daniel?
Besides knowing that you feel that the movie sucked, I guess the only thing I can really do is defend Norah Jones's performance, which I felt like she was acting like an exposed nerve. That there was a rawness there that I liked, and that it wasn't so untrained and unpolished that I felt that it came off as unprofessional, which clearly, from the look you're giving me, is shocking news to
Let's put
you.
that aside. Can we talk about this plot? I mean, the plot is
Yeah.
so lame,
It's just
Daniel.
like a classic American go off on the road and find
But
yourself
if we're
sort of
gonna buy
plot.
her
It's.
heartbreak, we don't know anything about her contextually. I don't even. All I know is that some dude dropped off some keys and put them in a.
Rachel, what is it you want? You want
That's all.
$10? Do
That's
you want
all.
$10 from Daniel? Is
I've
that what?
got 10 bucks in my pocket
Natalie
in
Portman
change.
was so bad.
Yeah, well, I said last week that
You
Natalie
did. You
Portman was
prepared me for
bad.
that.
Yes.
The best scene, clearly, I will concede, belongs to Rachel Weisz, though. She was good.
Yes, Rachel Weisz's David Strathairn's good
Yes,
too.
they are
And
good.
that's like a third of the movie right there.
All right,
You clearly
that's the.
liked a third of the movie and you just don't want to
You know
admit
what
it.
also happened that I have to say before we're done? Several
You
people
can't get
got
her
up
to
and
stop.
several people got up and left the theater, which I think,
There's three other
in
movies to talk
defense of the
about.
movie,
She's
tainted
still
the whole
going.
experience. And now I'm going to stop.
All
I'm
right.
sorry, Daniel.
Listen, I want to tell America right now, who are you going to believe, an experienced National Public Radio reporter or a guy who works at a free newspaper? That's seriously.
You, I'd still believe you. I still trust you, Daniel. Let's talk about what you think
Let's
is
ruin
good
that
this.
trust
Yeah.
now.
There's a movie out called The Visitor you might like. Another one that will make Lou Dobbs' head explode, apparently.
Yeah.
This sort of sad, empty-lived professor discovers two very nice people living in his apartment. They happen to be an immigrants to a Syrian man, a Senegalese woman, living in his pied-à-terre in New York City. They've been swindled by an unscrupulous rental agent saying they could live there. So what is the strength of this movie? It's an interesting setup.
Yeah, the strength of the movie is that it's paced very patiently. There's but without feeling deliberate. The build up to him finding these folks living in his apartment takes a little bit longer. It almost happens at the beginning of the second act. It's like right on the border between the first and the second. You're kind of establishing this guy as being sort of a classically disinterested college professor at the, you know, past the peak of his career. He's, you know, settled in and, you know, kind of finds himself, his life reinvigorated by having these other people introduced into his life. It's a Muslim couple. One is Syrian, the other Senegalese. And you don't realize that they're here illegally until the young man who is teaching him African drum while
And
he
thereby
crashes.
reinvigorating his soul, you
Yes,
see this man
yes.
come alive.
As I talk about it, I'm just thinking like Rachel's gonna go see this movie and hate it, and then I'm gonna feel like a
Well, the Syrian
jerk.
man, he ends up getting
He
arrested.
gets arrested for hopping a turnstile in the subway, and then all heck breaks loose after that.
Well, the sad man, his name is Walter. Let's listen to this clip where he talks to Tariq, the now arrested man's a significant other. Her name is Zaina.
Where's Tarek?
He was arrested.
What?
Yes. In the subway.
Arrested?
It was just a misunderstanding. They said he'd be released later tonight.
How could this happen? He knows better. He wouldn't do anything wrong.
No, he didn't. He didn't. I'm sure it'll be okay.
No, it won't be okay.
No, I went down to the precinct and made a statement.
That doesn't matter. We are illegal. We are not citizens. And when they find out, they're going to... Excuse me.
This does not necessarily have a happy ending. We don't want to give it away.
No, it doesn't. It's... Yeah, it doesn't have a happy ending. It does get a little bit treacly toward the end. There is this sense that while McCarthy, who's an excellent director who wrote and directed this film, and also The Station Agent, which was his first film with Peter Dinklage, that he's trying so hard toward the end to portray the humanity of illegal immigrants that you get the sense that all illegal immigrants are the sort of upstanding people that none of us seem to be. But that said, it's a really well-acted film, and I think a really well-written film, and I think Rachel's going to hate it.
The next movie up is Smart People. Another cranky professor has to learn to love after illness. The cast includes a pretty dumpy-looking Dennis Quaid as the professor.
Oh, really? I think he looks cute.
Thomas Hayden Christensen is his derelict but emotionally available brother. Sarah Jessica Parker is his doctor/love interest, and Ellen Page is his uptight daughter. Of all these actors, who really pulls it off?
Quaid and Thomas Hayden Church are kind of the movie's strong points. Ellen Page has her moments, although she's basically playing a tightly wound young Republican Juno.
Wow.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting to see all on its own. And Sarah Jessica Parker, you know, I have, which we'll get to in a few weeks when I get to come on here and talk about Sex and the City, I have major issues with Sex and the City, and particularly with her and her character. She kind of gets the shaft here, though. She plays the girl, and she gets nothing interesting to do in a movie full of people who are just, you know, snappy talking at each other the whole time.
All right. And finally, I want to go to this movie, Young at Heart. Now, radio listeners should recognize it's a little at symbol in the title. This is a documentary about old people singing rock and roll. Just tell me that they're not used as comedic props in this film.
They are. They are, too.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's sad because it could be, it's a film that could be done so well. Like, these are very old people. It's a choral group in Northampton, Massachusetts. Everyone in there is 70 and up. Some of the people are as old as 92. Death is constantly present during this film, and it's really grounding. And there's some really natural comedic moments that happen that you wouldn't need a director to come in and pump it up. But the movie is filled with a handful of music videos that the director clearly made, like that weren't made before he started making this movie, that seem very exploitive. And it's just not done right, unfortunately.
Let's listen to a little clip. We'll let people decide when they hear this. It's a little bit of Young at Heart, which we...
This is awkward.
I'll say this. This clip does not do it justice. Some of the music in the movie is... There is a version of Fix You by Coldplay, which I'm not a Coldplay fan, that a gentleman sings in the concert at the end that is just incredibly good.
So you really like the people in the film, just not the treatment of them. I understand the narration's a little...
There's a lot of glib voiceover. It's a first-time British... director. I can't recall his name at the moment.
So, but yay for the people who are singing.
Boo,
maybe
for,
boo
the
for the director.
Yeah,
they're a choral group. They go out and they sing at prisons and sort of an up with people of a certain age.
Yeah, yeah. and some of the songs they sing, they do, you see them practicing Life During Wartime by the Talking Heads and Schizophrenia by Sonic Youth. Some of it's enjoyable, but yeah, you leave feeling a little bit exploited.
Daniel Holloway, our movie critic, and a tremendous sport.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
You know, it's nothing personal, Dan.
I know.
I still trust you.
We'll see.